Blog Talk Radio.
Club song. I was raised in the hood, so what's the dip? What? A walking revolution, that's how I rip. Yeah. There's some who wish this was an intro. In other words, they'll wish it was kept short. I don't make music for the club.
Sorry.
I make songs so the mayor gets mugged. So Frankie boy, I ain't forgot about you. The new masterpiece. My crew stays true. If alive, Ali Bay would be mayor. I'm living on a wing and a prayer. When you tell the truth, you don't live too long. That's why many real leaders die young. An OG in the hood, let me explain. A gangbanger who fights the biggest gang.
Gang one,
the local police. Not all, just the ones who roll like beef.
Gang two,
it's Cleveland Clinic. They put hood hospitals out of business.
Gang three,
the Cleveland public school system. They got levy money still missing. If you ain't roll like the top three gangs, then that's a status you just can't claim. You can guap in a trap house and mean mug. Without weight, you're just a common thug. I'm a sister myself, so understand. I won't play, I'm a grown ass man. Don't holler at your boy, speak to a man. And I'll speak back, hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy, speak to a man. And I'll speak back, hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy, speak to a man. And I'll speak back, hope you understand. No matter what's said, I offend somebody. So I use truth to offend everybody. Some say they take music to the next level, but shake hands with the same corporate devil. Now that's an example of hypocrisy. But hypocrisy, it doesn't reflect me. If you're grown, put the nicknames on the shelf, cause it matters what you choose to call yourself. I'ma break it down, know how it sounds. Artist named Lil at 250 plus pounds. To clarify, it sets the record straight. You ain't Lil if you're taller than 5'8". Names don't matter, now that's a lie. You ain't young nothing over age 25. I ain't young or little. I'm a grown man with bat in hand. I draw lines and say, don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. Huh. When you're a child, you do childish things.
True.
When you're a man, you put childish things away.
Grow up.
End quote. So why are adults watching more TV and playing more video games than they children? Ain't nothing wrong with having fun. But put down the remote once in a while and stand up to corrupt officials, from police to politicians. Remember three letters. H-T-A. Hold them accountable. The creator. HJS. Kilroy. Still rolling.
And welcome once again. That is, wow, adult club song. Blast in the past, definitely. Sheriff Kilroy, H-Jazz Music, soon to be released. As a matter of fact, as I kick back here, I want to welcome everybody to Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Chapter 4, Verse 31. Man is an abbreviation, acronym for music, activism, news. The number here for those online who are wondering if they should call in like that 216-205 number just did, you can use that number of 646-478-0944. I just want to give you three quick disclaimers if we can. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. Now listen, not sure how long because it's only an hour-long program. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may take the time and see what's on your mind. You are important. And I want to start with the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday. Music and entertainment. Whoa, hold up a second. did you have the nerve to call me while I was on the radio? Goes out to my sister fighting everything out there, Sister Downtown Judy Martin. I will definitely have to call survivors of victims of tragedy member and fellow black-on-black crime member once I get off the air. But see, it's all kinds of ways you can get shout-outs on this show. I love giving shout-outs to people. Anyway, and I know I'll be in trouble for saying that, but I want to say that the number one to number 10, top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, music and entertainment. Oh, wow, another phone call on the line. We'll get to the 216-486 in just a moment. Top 10, HJS Music in the number 10 spot. Number 9, Solomon Kane. Number 8, the Black Man Army theme. Wow, it's all over the place. You have HJS remixes of Sergeant Major Stokes, Art McCoy. You have Brother Emax, the Image super producer, doing an original version with Sheriff Kilroy and Sergeant Major. Number 7, Black House Sounds. Number 6, moving up, Huff Festival. More on that later. Number 5, moving up, the Latino Festival. Definitely more on that later. Number 4, what's moved up? Oppressed People's Nation. Bikinis, Bars, and Barbecue. More on that later. Number 3, of course, number 3, Republican Convention is coming up this week. Number 2, Black Odyssey. More later. Number 1, making that big jump. And I want to say congratulations, but there'll be a little bit more discussion later on. And the reason I say that is because number 1 is never ignorant, getting goals accomplished. Put the beginnings of that all together, and you get the title song from my man King Swisher, OPN's Minister of Information. And on Audio Mac, you can check out for free, The Revolution Will Be Heard and Televised. One of those tough songs that's out there. As I do certain things before I get to the phone calls, just to let you all know a reason why you should have, like, information, something to take down some information, the official website for Black on Black Crime Incorporated is blackonblackcleveland.com. That's blackonblackcleveland.com. You can always reach by Facebook, Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Hip Hop Workshop. That's the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop on FB, Facebook. And you can also reach me direct on Facebook at Alfred Porter Jr. Period. That's Alfred Porter Jr. Period with the profile of a sheriff's hat. Oh, figure, huh? And also, while I'm talking about certain things, I just want to throw out there Kicking It with Kim on MyLoudRadio.com. That's on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, 6 to 7 p.m. That's Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 6 to 7 p.m. And with that being said, let's go to the first phone caller around here, around these parts, 216-205. That's 216-205. How you doing out there?
Hey, what's good, Brother Porter?
I am doing excellent. What about yourself?
Hey, everything is good on this rainy Cleveland night. We enjoy the show. Me and the boys checking you out. We're going to listen. And can we get that that Big Girl song by Emax? That's our request.
You know, so that's a great request. So I'm going to put that on for you. Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem. You know, so there's a reason why I'm so glad he requested that song. I really am glad he requested the song because, wow, which one should I go to first? And before I go to that 216-486 song, as I line things up, I already know I plan on playing that song. But as I get things together, I just want to say that it's been a very, very interesting, and the reason I can say that is because Oppressed People's Nation Entertainment had another winner, Bikinis, Bars, and Barbecue. So to leave the Huff Festival, where, you know, I'll talk about that in a little while, but you had the parade and all of that, and there were a lot of big legs out there. And then to go to the Oppressed People's Nation event, where from 6 to 7 p.m., with your ticket in hand, you had free barbecue. Vito Kill Gam for the $200 freestyle belt. But it was controversial when Gam said he should have never have advanced past my man Inferno. which put the judges under a microscope. Now, performers who stood out were Baby, ENDA, Inner City Poets, CGS, Dirty Kicks, and there were quite a few more. Ladies in Bikinis included Poison Ivy, squirting water on each other. Now, to all adults and elders, please remember the example that you're setting, because, you know, someone's mom was there watching the show and her son's performance, and the mom, she got wet. And when the second stream of water came past, instead of her setting the example to her son, she went over there and dropped F-bombs all over the park. I mean, just started throwing them out there and screaming. And if she had done things a little bit better, went to the people in charge or to the ladies who were like, hey, wait a minute, I didn't come here for that part of it. It a lot more. And it's a blessing it wasn't a worse scene. So I just want to also give a shout-out to Solomon Kane and Chris Bleek, who were both nominated. They were in attendance there, but they were nominated for the Ohio Entertainment Awards. It used to go by the name of the Coma Awards, which will come out around October. And thank God for the change, I'm just saying. Anyway, MC Chill, a.k.a. Kevin Chillius Heard of the Call and Post newspaper, was there as well. So I just wanted to say that was a very, very interesting one. Before I go to that, I have a couple of other numbers to go to. I have that 216-486 and a 216-702-1207 phone number to get to. Before I go to the 216-486, I want to also let people know that you can use the number of 646-478-0944. Wednesday, 9 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time for Hood Talk Radio, Emax and the Mindset. They break down international politics to a local level. And then you can use the 646-478-0944 number of Hood Tunes Radio for Fridays and Saturdays, 8 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time. Emax definitely deals with music business 101. And I also want to point out that I've been very, very thankful that you have none other than the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, Thursdays, 3 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com, where this week's guest will be an artist who from East Cleveland went out and made a nationwide name for himself with a song called What It Dooski, and he's bringing in Black Gang and quite a few others with him, so that's a plus in itself. As I get out here and get a chance to just speak on, I want to let people know that I was very, 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 very not so much surprised, but I'm just like in a position of, wow, here we go again. Jimmy Haslam, Browns owner, who's still under federal investigation for refund violations in the Pilot Flying J scandal based on the company he owns, has said that the fans should have patience if the Browns don't have a good season. What the hell was Jimmy Haslam's patience when he and his other crony team owners went and campaigned for syntax extensions? Where the hell was your patience, Jimmy, when you joined others begging for no recall of Mayor Jackson before the petitions even came out? Just for that, I'm going to call for patience so the feds can lock your crooked self up. I'm going to go to this phone call real quick. I've been on my soapbox for too long, so it's time to see what is going on with this number of 216-486. How are you doing out there?
I am doing fine, Mr. Porter. I'm
that
just calling
good.
To thank
That's
you
good.
For the program, and just thank you for letting God use you to redirect black-on-black crime. And we're looking forward to a very successful year. So thank you, and hang in
no
there.
No problem. I promise you I will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. I can say I appreciate that. Don't be a stranger out there to that 216-702-1207 number. Call on and call on back. We got you. Anyway, I wanted to also say that, and I recognize that number because that number we've advertised on here a couple of times, people don't realize you need a bail bonds person. You do. So that's why I need for that number to call back so they can definitely advertise themselves, because I want to definitely give them a shout out because they were one of the people who, woo, did something that was very big in our area. And I know they wanted to call and speak about that, but I also wanted to say that the Huff Festival Parade was nice. In the parade, you had Black Man's Army, which featured Brother Dantez, and it also featured the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, DJ Dollar Rock. Now, DJ Ellery was there, but when you shut your sound down at 12:30 p.m. and the show wagon stage with music doesn't start till 3:30 p.m., talk about the most awkward and quiet festival I've ever seen. Now, Sergeant Major Stokes stopped by. The Inner City Republicans, check Instagram, had a table set up featuring, of course, my favorite bail bonds person, Sister Donna Walker Brown, precinct committee person, Rhonda Hills, and Inner City Republicans table, check Instagram, because they had the table set up to give facts on famous Black Republicans such as LL Cool J, 50 Cent, Don King, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Karl Malone, Sojourner Truth, Harriet Tubman, and more. Now, I do want to get out there and say that the Latino Festival Parade was yesterday, and Black on Black Crime Incorporated, along with Survivors, Victims, and Tragedy member Judy Martin, joined Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop DJ Dollar Rock and crew with him, as well as Big Twan. And Man in the Streets definitely was in the parade. Two parades, 2 days, I'm beat, feet tired. Now, shout out to Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop's MC Derek and Jameer, plus Sister Angela Woodson was definitely around. Now, Saturday night, who would have thought the next thing happened? Because it was like 10:40 p.m., a fight. Someone shot in the back at municipal parking lot. Thankfully, not fatally. Then groups of young people made it downtown and began to fight on, of all places, Ontario. Now, my thing is Ontario and Prospect, and a person got shot at the Tilted Kilt. How do you fight at the Tilted Kilt? How do you shoot somebody in a place called the Tilted Kilt? Last night, after the Latino Festival, a group of 50 to 70 men beat and robbed, stomped a worker getting off work at the queue. Now, I've said for a long time that if downtown City Hall focuses on making downtown more beautiful and ignores the inner city crime, criminal elements will start to head downtown. The murdered lady Eliza Sherman 2 years ago, killer still unknown, the St. Patrick's Day violence. I will say this, with 3 days till the first Republican debate, which starts in the season, in Cleveland, Ohio, if we don't deal with our own poverty where the masses are, then Donald Trump will end up being mugged, probably get his toupee taken, snatched off. Governor Kasich would end up in harm's way. I'm just saying. And it's interesting because Governor Kasich did back up the school levy, which so far has not helped that area because the dropout rate is out there. And we still have a very, 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 we will say, rough way to go when it comes to being at the bottom of the barrel along with East Cleveland Public Schools. So I think, you know, it's sad when, we'll just say, whoo, thing comes home to roost. But I am going to take it on this song because I saw a lot of these at the Latino Festival as well. And yes, I did look. Emax by request.
Hey, hey, yeah. Well, I'm in the club, in the club, in the club, looking for my girlfriend, She can have big legs, little legs, long hair, short hair. She can be brown skin, light skin. She can get, she can.
looking at you, baby, from your head to your face, cause I like you. This is what it is. Won't you try to turn around? I'm handling my business. I'ma get you. Girl, come to me. We can go all night if that's what you like.
Well,
yeah.
Should have been too busy looking at big legs and to be fighting like that. But anyway, that was my request. I have some new music that I'm looking forward to putting on tonight. Won't tell you who it is. You have to just stay around for that. I do want to say before I get into a couple of announcements, did you have the nerve to call me while I'm on the radio? Shout out goes to Sandria. Hey, Sandria, as well as intern. Why would you call me when I'm doing a radio show? I also want to let people know that Monday's 2 a.m. Okay, you missed it because it was earlier this morning. But it's the Ohio Hip Hop Awards. It's the Butter Show, WRUW.org. And that's Cleveland Standard Time, 2 a.m. on 91.1 FM. And since I'm just mentioning things and rattling off, Black Man Army Meetings, Wednesdays, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And it's followed by the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 14715. The Resource Center at Euclid Avenue and the Lee Road intersection, 14715 in East Cleveland, 44112. You can also buy the hot-selling Black Man Army Maxi, soon to be the EP, soon to be the album. Hey, 5,600 people plus have heard it so far. And that's not counting how many people have been hearing it on air. So we are really, 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 really thankful for that. I also want to take the time to let people know about the Art McCoy Radio Show. The Art McCoy Radio Show, you might hear me on it sometime. You might hear HJS music on there sometime. You hear Brother Ted, 102 years old, Judge Gene Merle, Gene Capers, the oldest living active talk show host, and that's right here in our own region. The Art McCoy Radio Show, Sundays, 5 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, WERE, 1490 a.m., www.newstalkcleveland.com. Some people complain and say, hey, you talk too fast sometimes. But then again, if you go by and catch that Blog Talk Radio and you want to re-catch some of the programs that have preceded, or you go on the, within 90 minutes, the Alfred Porter JR. Period Facebook page, you can snatch that show off and do whatever you want with it, re-listen to it, share it with friends. Just saying. Profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Now, I want to just, if I can, get myself into trouble, but I might as well. I do want to let people know in advance that this Saturday, Glenville Festival Parade is at 10 a.m. Line up at East 105 in Superior. Join the Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, First Ladies Dynasty Hip Hop Workshop. Same inner city Republicans will be at the festival, as well as, wow, the band Forecast and the Kevin Conwell Band. The reason that I said that is just to let people know, come on through. Join Man in the Streets and others down at the parade. That's not what's going to get me into trouble. You see, it looks like Jared loves to eat real fresh. I mean, weeks ago, Subway severed ties with Jared when FBI raided his home and what was then being rumored as kiddie porn. Now, the feds took every computer out of the house. Word of warning. Feds have been posing as kiddie porn sites or teams to catch old-ass perverts. Anyway, so stop being an old so-and-so, so-and-so pervert. I just want to throw it out there before I get to the 216-703 phone number. But anyway, Jared made Subway cash money, dollar-dollar bill, y'all. Now, Subway severed ties. Even though Jared wasn't charged with a crime, Subway said, you know, although we now know that Jared was texting about enjoying sex with a 16-year-old girl and enjoying it. That's basically what Jared did. Now, I think there are going to be some prisoners enjoying having sex with a slim, built, physically fit sandwich spokesman, but I digress. Now, Ohio State University cut ties with a band director amid allegations of impropriety. Now, since nothing was proven, the band director is suing Ohio State University, or the Ohio State University. That's better. Now, that's why the first ever Ride or Die Man in the Streets Award goes to Jell-O Pudding Pops. Because so far, they seem to realize Cosby earned them cash, customers, and fans. Doesn't mean I'm taking up for Cosby. I'm just saying that when Cosby pleaded no contest almost a decade ago, about 2005 to 2006, which means you basically say, I'm guilty. I just want to let you know something. Think before you plead, because if you say you're pleading no contest, it sets you up for more lawsuits later. Bill Cosby and Michael Jackson just proved that to everybody. So anyway, when Cosby pleaded, Jell-O didn't go anywhere. They stood by him. Now that Cosby's been hit with allegations by dozens of women, including my favorite, Beverly Steele Beautiful Johnson, civil suits are raining down like purple rain from Prince. Even private depositions were released where Bill said he got quaaludes from the gynecologist to have sex with women. Okay, it's morally wrong since he's married and was jumping on black people about that time for not having values, as well as he was jumping on rappers and everybody. That's what makes this very interesting. Now, colleges who received Cosby money, you would have thought they'd still be there at his side, and donations via his scholarships, and donations are covering his name up. President Obama rebuked him. Networks are dropping reruns of his show. But at least J-E-L-L-O knows that if it wasn't for Bill, we'll say 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000 area, the inner city wouldn't have given a damn about a Jell-O pudding pop. And they're still making money off of Cosby. I mean, late night comedians from Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Kimmel, Facebook and website posts have pasted and posted, patched up Cosby pudding pops and Jell-O to make their own jokes, so the stocks aren't falling yet. Can you just imagine the meeting that some of the business people had? You know, I thank you gentlemen for this emergency meeting. You all may think I'm not here to suggest dropping this guy. Look at our sales. They're at an all-time high. Late night hosts are doing Cosby Jell-O jokes. The internet's doing Cosby Jello jokes. The news are doing Jello jokes. Some just mention our name in a subliminal message by Jello. And we didn't have to pay a dime, Ralph. Lunch break, Larry. So once again, the first ever Man in the Street Ride or Die Award goes to Jello Pudding Pops. Well, at least till they let him go. I want to let people know that Black Odyssey presents August 25th, Tuesday, 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at the Grog Shop. Artist judged by three-judge panel. Winner gets a professional video shoot. Entry fee $150, extra $2 for any under the age of 21 to participate. But any and all participants get 15 $10 tickets. The number 7 bus goes by there, the Grog Shop, and the number 9 also heads by. They asked me to be the host. Black on Black Crime Incorporated will be invited to be in the house. With that being said, I want to go to this 216703 phone number. You've been on so patient while I've been ranting and raving. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Porter. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. I'm doing wonderful, man.
So I see you talking about the Bill Cosby academic. So what do you think the outcome going to be?
I think that because of how he pleaded the first time, that's why I warn people, when you say you plead no contest, you open yourself up for prosecutors and others to hit you up later on, which is how they kind of did their best to set up Michael Jackson until the second time Michael Jackson said, so-and-so, no, I'm not taking this. And when he fought, you notice how he won. And that's the lesson I'm taking out of this. I'm also figuring that, you know, this is my own personal opinion. It's going to get me into some trouble, but since you asked me, I'm going to put it out there. I think Bill Cosby is no better or no worse off than this Caitlyn Jenner, because Caitlyn Jenner, a.k.a. Bruce Jenner, was just as wrong, because if you look at the moral market, Caitlyn was cheating with a dude. And everybody seems to say, well, let's give Bruce Jenner, a.k.a. Caitlyn, awards and stuff like that. So I feel like it's just an unfair thing. But I just hate the fact that a person who had become America's favorite father is going through this. You know, I hate that, but I believe that. But go ahead.
Well, like I say, you know, at the end of the day, it come to show how these big-time artists is at the top of the world at one point in their career. And then at the next point, they being prosecuted. It's very sad. But in the same stroke, when you really think about it, the things that they do to become successful, they should have thought about that while they was trying to become successful. But this Black House Sounds, your legacy. I'm just calling in to let everybody know about Thursday. I should be on your other show, doing that interview with you and letting people know what's up and coming from Black House Sound.
Oh, yeah, that's right. As a matter of fact, I can say it right now. It's setting up shows that with this week being Chris Bleek, I have Black House Sounds coming into the studio on the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop radio show. And I'm going to invite in one of your favorite fans out there, Mama Porter, is going to be there also in the house. So that's an honor for me to be able to do a show like that. So I thank you for calling in and supporting.
Well, I thank you for picking up the phone. But like I say, for every local artist that's out there trying to do this in Cleveland, do not stop. Understand it's a reckless business. But at the end of the day, if you're not reckless in your mindset, you shall be able to overcome all obstacles. So, once again, every local artist that's trying to do the same thing Blackout Sound trying to do, Blackout Sound commends you. Number, peace, love, and blessings. Blackout Sound, your
peace,
legacy.
Love. All right. And as he holds the line, we got some new music to get to. I'll get to that 216-904 phone number very shortly. I just want to definitely say that Anybody who's out there, they want to speak again, they can press the one key if you haven't done so at the beginning, or you can always hang up and call back. We'll do our best to fit you on. I also need to let people know that you can Facebook or blog talk. I am Superwoman or D-Gambit Radio or Who Has the Power Radio or Miss Contagious Order Reference Radio. Definitely excellent links. Mention this show right here and start getting into touch with different other things that's going on out there. As a matter of fact, now that I'm like moving past everything and having a good time doing that, before I do get to, I don't know what's going on, people sitting back and they're saying, they were going to talk to me. I don't think I want to talk to them. That's all right. One of these days I'm going to pick up the option and make somebody very mad and go ahead and call them back and say, aha. So anyway, no, I wouldn't do them like that. You never know what they might have gotten themselves into. But as I enjoy doing this job, which I believe is giving a lot of information, I want to let people know, if you didn't hear, for people like the Brown Report newspaper, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man Army, HGS Music and Entertainment showed up. The letter that was mailed in, sent in from the inner city Republicans, so that blacks don't have to wait every 25 years for the right to vote, was answered with a dear friend letter to Sister Donna Walker Brown, a.k.a. bail bondsperson, activist, community organizer. What doesn't she do? They did say that they appreciated the letter. They'll respond in full within 60 days. What's the legal ruling on that? Things are getting very interesting in our area. As a matter of fact, since I've been calling his name a whole lot this evening, no, not Jimmy Haslam. This is a different H. HJS. Be right back.
My blessings, while politicians like to use the term recession, I ain't messing, just becoming of the age, front page, but I prefer the center stage, as I leave my pad and continue on my journey, I hear it all, but it really don't concern me, I'm on my 9, followed by my 5, a lot of job, just to stay alive, but my story ain't no different from before, I'm that child with it all, but I'm still one more, so I walked and found myself in the slum, that's economics 101.
Come on.
For all means, get it done.
Come on.
For all means, get it done.
Come on.
For all means, get it done.
Come
yeah,
on.
That's economics 101.
Come on.
For all means, get it done.
Come on.
For all means, get it done.
Come on.
For all means, get it done.
Come
yeah,
on.
That's economics 101. Shackles on my feet, but I knew that I would break it. Penitentiary chances, but I still had to take it, no doubt. I never been the one to let it go. Say what's up when it's fast, and I'm chilling when it's slow on the low. I know to work it into something. Too many frontin', but me, I'm here hunting in the fast lane, chasing financial gain with a nickel to my name. But your people the same, no question. If I'm gonna never give it up, no major push, but I couldn't give a f- stack your paper till you're done. That's economics 101.
Come on,
for all means, get it done.
Come on,
for all means, get it done.
Come on,
for all means, get it done.
Come
yeah,
on.
That's economics 101.
Come on,
for all means, get it done.
Come on,
for all means, get it done.
Come on,
for all means, get it done.
Come on,
that's economics 101. I'm hearing power to the people, but yet I'm feeling out of place with segregation based on origin and race. I don't know. It's like I'm tripping through time. And false prophets got me searching to find in a higher level. Where it all makes sense, but until then I keep on grinding for my dollars and cents. What's the deal? I'm speaking life in the basics. I see the dream, but lack the energy to chase it. Too much, too fast. I save my money, but it just don't last. My stomach's growling as I'm looking at my gun. That's economics 101.
Come on,
for all means, get it done.
Come on,
for all means, get it done.
Come
yeah,
on,
for all means, get it done.
Come on,
that's economics 101.
Come on,
for all means, get it done.
Come on,
for all means, get it done.
Come on,
for all means, get it done. Yeah,
come on,
that's economics 101.
Come on,
for all means, get it done.
get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come
yeah,
on.
That's economics 101.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come
yeah,
on.
That's economics 101.
World premiere of HJS Music, EC 101, a.k.a. Economics 101, featuring some little dude named SC in the background. Who cares? We deal with our own locals like they are, and they are as regional superstars, because you got to realize when you do a show via internet, it's going all over the world, and we've heard from a lot of different people all over the world. So congratulations with bringing us another smash single. I'm having a lot of fun here. As a matter of fact, I'm having me a ball. I don't know if I have too many friends left. Did you have the nerve to call me while I was doing a radio show, Brother Ernie Harris? Anyway, as I continue on, I need to, before I play another new song, let people know. And I want to let people know that the Stop the Hate Rally is this Thursday, East 4th, Quicken Loans, you could say Huron, is going to start at 7 p.m. dealing with anti-immigrant speeches and stuff like that. My man Don Bryant, several others will be, you know, holding that particular thing. So it should be very interesting. Whoever made anti-immigrant speeches will be over at the queue is who they're dealing with. I'm not calling Trump's name at all. Although I got to say, he really has made this election very, very interested for the Republicans. I know they claim they're mad at him, but they ought to be very happy, because if it wasn't for him, it would be very, very overlooked. Well, the only one who's probably mad at him is Jeb Bush, because Jeb was like bouncing around at number one, and then the Don knocked him down to number three. So, hey, I do my best to keep up with what's going on all different levels. I also want to let people know that King Swisher, he received the first ever Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Award for Valor. You know, he led the Tamir Rice organizers for a winter walk, Even in Pain, walk down West 130th. Led a takeover on the inside of the police department, which was home of where both officers Lohman and Garnback worked. He helped block streets and would bring ruckus to those he felt were doing his people wrong. Now, he was picked up last week, and the people with cell phones know what's going on and what can happen, because some of his colleagues and others that he called, he did his best to try to call a few of them, and they were stunned because they didn't know their cell phones didn't accept collect calls. Now, what's worse, the county released no info to myself or even bail bonds person, Donna Walker Brown. Hint, hint, that's why our number was put out, because you need somebody like that in your corner and somebody like that who's doing things. Don Bryant, he didn't even see it on a court docket. Mama Slim Jim couldn't get any information or anything like that. So a lot of us is right now praying for him, and much more sooner than later, people like myself and a few others are definitely going to go down there to get to the bottom of what's going on, because it looks like a major case is about to come down. I also want to let people know, since I can, Annette M. Blackwell's first annual rib cook-off is this Saturday at 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. The burn-off is the First Place Event Center, 16536 Broadway Avenue in Maple Heights. Again, it's the First Place Event Center at 16536 Broadway Avenue, Maple Heights. Fashion show. They had invited myself, Black House Sound, DJ Ronnie Knight's supposed to be there. Glenn Brackens is doing jazz that evening. I'll see if myself and Legacy can bounce from maybe Glenville to Maple Heights and show our support, since we did make a track, because it's time to get somebody who definitely showed that they had more interest, love, and care for their people than what was currently there, because the current mayor hey, they supported the red light, speed light cameras. And if you don't remember, I'm going to take you back real quick and let you know Maple Heights voted against those red light, speed light cameras overwhelmingly. So that's something in itself. I'm having fun because as I look through things, I'm getting through so many of these announcements and what's happening, I feel thankful. So I'm going to get into, since I called his name earlier, new music from a man who was with the Hip Hop Workshop since, wow, 2004. He's in the rap battle the past week. His name is Inferno, something brand new, a world premiere, just like EC101. This is called Spit Your Game from Inferno.
They've been the same ever since I left my team. Got to a point where I couldn't even write one line. Felt like a nigga ran out of steam. Felt so lost, I forgot my name. Got so cold that I lost my flame. Thought I was never gonna pick up a pen again. Had to ask God, would I ever be the same? Now look who's back at it, making you feel like a crack addict. Hitting all you niggas with this motherfucking tech 9 flow. Every bar is a bullet, I'm about to let your ass have it. How the hell you gonna sleep on me? I'm the one that made you gas up. Oh, you wanna sleep? I'm an M80. I'm about to wake your ass up. Every second I do nothing, it feels like the world is doubting me. To my sister and my mama, I'm about to make them proud of me. Shout out to them home thugs, you showed a nigga how it's done. Cleveland is the motherfucking city that I come from. I was born with the automatic bar status, you don't wanna bet on me, I end up the winner. I'll be the lyrical killer, the way I deliver, I make it guzzle honey, then I make a body shiver. Never been a joke, cause it's just one stroke, I can make a leg weak, get the pussy just quivers. You made a same speak, see the game too weak. Your girl call me blame, cause I put that ass to sleep like Twisted say. You a bitch, nigga, I was born in the era of the gangster pimp. Better recognize now that the Midwest with a true OGs walk with a gangster limp. Let me see you put that middle finger in the air, keep it up there like you don't give a shit. If you got heart, do like B.I.G., let me hear you spit your game, talk your shit.
Spit your game,
game,
talk your
you
shit, smack your girl, put it on my dick. Spit your game, we gonna talk your shit, don't spit your game, talk your shit, smack your girl, put it on my dick. Spit your game, talk your shit, smack your girl, put it on my dick. Spit your game, talk your shit, smack your girl, put it on my dick.
That I fell off, tell me when the hell I do that. You was eating steak and gave me rules, so I made beef out of that. You the type of nigga that throw hooks and hope something to stick. I got in your face and threw some punchlines and all of them hit. Lot of niggas claim they grip their iron, some ain't got it for real. Some niggas pussy at heart, they probably know how a dick feel. And don't even get me started on these hoes. A bitch that be sucking your dick, but she fucking your friends. Then go in that house and start sucking yourself, cause she got control. I'ma let you know. But falling in love, she get that motherfucker, be a man and let her go. But you can't go, cause if I recall, you a bitch, nigga. I was born in the era of the gangster pimp. Better recognize now that the Midwest with the OG still walk with the gangster limp. Put your middle finger up in the air. Keep it up there if you don't give a shit. If you feel notorious like B.I.G., then spit your game, talk your shit.
Spit your game, talk your shit.
Smack your
girl,
put it on my dick.
Spit your game,
talk your shit.
Smack your
girl, put it on my dick. Spit your game, talk your shit. Smack your
girl,
put it on my dick. Spit your game,
talk your shit.
And for those who want to be considered for radio play, hit up the main producer of these different shows and hit him up at emaxradio@gmail.com. Send in at least two singles, not an album, but at least send in two singles or one single to emaxxradio@gmail.com. One thing about him, he loves new music, and so do I. As a matter of fact, you know, Black Man's Army member Brother Tino let people know the hip-hop culture is in a state of emergency. The genre that we grew to love as our own is being took over by commercial industries. Record labels that have no love or connection with the culture are exploiting and soliciting this to sell products. They promote sex, guns, violence to our youth, and profit. And it's sad. They do it for profit, and it leaves a trail of death and decay. We've seen the negative effects that this has had on our black youth and adults, and we refuse to be silent anymore. We're looking to build an army of dedicated artists to fight against these corporations, positive, conscious, and educated artists that bring a message of hope and pain. Talent isn't enough. We're looking for artists that can be leaders and positive role models to our young black generations. If you believe that you can be an asset to our vision and have an open schedule to travel, perform, and participate in weekly meetings, then please come to our auditions as they encourage rappers, singers, and poets to showcase their talent. And this will be upcoming. Basically, you're looking at August the 14th through the 16th, unless it's further notice that things will be changed up, because you never know. If something or emergency comes up, Black Man's Army has to jump on it and be there. Black on black crime as well. But this is something that my man, Brother Tino, hey, that's my man. Tino skillfully made, that's my man, Smith. Tino skillfully made Smith Facebook. But you can look up Black People in Progress on Instagram. And I'm very thankful that he included Black Man Army and had enough respect for Al Porter, the Hip Hop Workshop Talent Search. So as he gets things further together, I'll support that brother. And if we have to modify and change a few things, we'll do that too, because we're all going to make sure that it's done right, so that when we start running these corporations have to run, hey, they head tucked between their tail like it's supposed to be. As a matter of fact, since he called in earlier and we could do that, I'm going to take the time. You know how you run out of certain subject matter and I could like babble on forever and ever and ever? Nobody wants to hear that. But they do want to hear Joseph Motley with Dropping Bars.
There's some non-believers, the ones that keep laughing in your face once you expire, but you know it. I finally hit them airways blowing up like gay. Talking down, we leave your jaw leaking. I'm the pride and good at game. Thought Molly was out of commission like Wayne. I turned it a great betray. I'll provide you with that heat like a mind. Take a seat, get in your squad. I'll be dropping bars. Molly committed to going hard. I made war with no discharge. When you act, it's made that you play your part. And you wanna end the day when you never start. We scared they life stand one take. They recognize I carry weight. I sit so no man. Okay, this ain't the first 48. I still got more to say. The G code, I orchestrate them Cleveland boys regulate. If it ain't about no money, then you gotta wait. Jump shit, plop on your grave. I gave them a whole paragraph. I'm the powder in the slab. I'm the product in the bag. I'm the best she ever had. I'm the one that's off the map. I be dropping bars. I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard. I'm flexing on you all. I be dropping bars. I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard. I'm flexing on you all. I be words in the streets. I'm about to take over. You sweeter than them Skittles. I spit colors like Crayola. I reek up like Scarface. Knock you out like De La Hoya. Put the package in the bag. Ship the product and take over. Motley on a paper chain. I can't hold your hand. For ya. As long as I can remember, I've been scuffling and hustling. Keep paper like a mailman, the salesman, you the customer. Be real to the people, your whole makeup is a cover up. You keep running your girl, that Marshall pump is gonna shut you up. Time to play ball, another rookie wanna run with us. Another one, bite the dust. Yeah, time for me really to get my company up. Y'all wanna envy us, this game go continue. All my dollars like religion, bruh. That mean I be faithful to this money. Cause if you think I'm lying, then you get the buzz loud in the air. That way I'll blaze them trees up. I be dropping bars, I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard, I'm flexing on you all. I be dropping bars, I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard, I'm flexing on you all. I be dropping bars. All money ain't good for you. Deep in the hood, it get real ugly like Diddy. I'm getting real money. Anything goes. Look, I'm coming. It's near my pay. I'ma get them coppin'. I'ma off to the club, get a cup for runners. And I ain't never picked the day, start running. More or less, time is money. Blackout sound is so direct. When them shoppers rain, ain't no coming back. That's when the combination connect. Break you down. Ah, your whole skill still set. Keep a square out my circle, still fine. They holler that, yeah, I be dropping bars. I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard, I'm flexing on you all. I be dropping bars. I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard, I'm flexing on you all. I be dropping bars. I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard, I'm flexing on you all. I be dropping bars. I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard, I'm flexing on you all. I be dropping bars.
I love that beat. That's my man. Wow, Joseph Motley Jr., a.k.a. Joe Legacy from Black House Sounds, dropping bars. And since this next artist's birthday is on, like, Wednesday, I think I'll play something from Cleveland legend. He's been in Texas, Dayton, all over the place. My main man himself, Beat Effect, featuring Cleveland legend Osage the Wildebeest.
Let's make it real, family. Yeah. Make it real, family. Yeah. Animal Kingdom, baby. Yeah. Let's make it real, family. Yeah. I got my competition baffled with that damn it, I just choke, look. Ain't need my permission just to be around my notebook. Crack verses like a coat, hanger to a dope hook. Now you hook, cliffhanger dick, 54 foot. Tell a blind nigga watch, you know what time it is. Stomp a tree to a tree stomp, make the east jump. Bare arms make your rabbits leap, use your feet chump. Body parts pack out each chump with a tree trunk. Y'all just hollin', you thinkin' it's your ass off. How do I keep talking shit if I just hit my ass off? Blast off, you won't break a sweat in a sauna with the setting on summer breeze. We're sweating as the Bahama breeze. You better wanna leave, I swear on my parents' mama. No telling where I'm from, you're smoking like marijuana leaves. Come there with common themes, wear a llama, share my dama, Jeffrey Dama, down to Kara's mama, tell Obama, please. You know where drama leads, I hop inside consumption over like, or whatever the problem needs. We have a problem, you say, but I have a problem, jeans. More dangerous than a swarm of bees, running from police. I come shooters that feel jacking, feel action, feel snatching, feel catching ill like my real jacking. Fuck what they said, motherfucker, break bread. If I ain't killed, you lay your ass there and play dead.
Drop your death certificate. Now I'ma shoot you in your head and put my dick in your coagulated blood droplets. Fucking hands up until you pay your nigga, stop it. Bitch, I'm fucking with you. I'm at a beat seat, meaning I'm a beast. If it was odd that we was drunk, we would never smell like your feces. Beat their mics like they reach their PCs. Beat the fifth with different species. Yo, I stick a space modulator in your ass, hater. Rip your balls off and grind up on a cheese grater. Yeah, inform your mama an hour later. Bitch, I masturbate, I ate the pussy like a nine later. Just let me say this. If Machine Gun Kelly, he can say that I'm better, he wouldn't say shit. I gotta wipe my ass. No, we can't. No, fuck, we'll fuck.
You know something? As we prepare to leave out of here, I have something that I know I need to play. It's like the debut of a song. Something that is going to surprise a few people, but not myself, because this has been helping us out immensely. Like I say, come down to the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting, BMA meeting, 6 p.m. on a Wednesday, or the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting that starts promptly around 7:15 p.m. You can get a copy of this Black Man Army single itself. But this is not my version. Oh, no. This is another version of Sergeant Major, Mr. Stokes. Hey, everybody stay safe. Look forward to seeing you at different activities. I thank you all for tuning in. And like I say, sometimes instead of just rambling on, you can play music. Peace.
This is Sergeant Major Brother Stokes of the Black Man's Army. What we got to do right now, brothers, we got to stand up. We got to protect our women and our children. We got to stop relying on somebody else to fix our problems. We have to fix them ourselves. We got to stand up, y'all. It's time to rise up. It's time to make a difference. We are black men in this city. Black men are not being afraid to do what's right. We got to stand up, y'all. We got to do something about this violence in the city. We got to protect what's ours. You know, it's a funny thing when everybody else protect their women and their children, but we as black men seem to not do the same. It's time to wake up. It's time to make a difference. So we're going to need you all to come and join with us, the Black Man's Army. This city has now awakened into a brand new era. The era is being right, doing what's right, being what's right. We must stand up. Calling all black men, come join us. For we are the Black Man's Army. The Black Man's Army. The Black Man's Army. And I am Sergeant Major Brother Stokes. Come march with me. Come stand with me. Let's make a difference. Let's protect our women and our children. Let's be proud again. Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. Somebody might ask the question, exactly what you're proud of. I'm proud of being black. I'm proud of being a man. It's time now for us to stand. Stand up. Stand up. The Black Man's Army. We're standing tall. Protecting our women and our children. We need justice in the city. Time out for injustices. Our women and our children are dying in the streets every day. Tears running down a mother's face. A little child asked me the other day, she said, why did my uncle have to die? It's time out for that. We must protect our women and our children. Come join with me, the Black Man's Army.
Black Man Army.
The Black Man's Army. The Black Man's Army. This is the Black Man's Army.